Mississippi. I enjoyed particularly the southern part of Mississippi. I wasn't too fond of the northern part of it, but I was in the southern part of Mississippi, especially around Lucedale, where we were stationed so long. Had the pleasure of meeting the majority of the people in the town from time to time, especially the political bunch, and naturally handling so much labor. I was working anywhere from 75 to 80 men a day. And when we'd go out of one county into another, I could carry my main crew, but I'd have to hire men from that other county in order to help the unemployed. That was something that was requested when we'd get the contracts on the job, that we would divide it up with each county, give each one their apparatus part.
You mentioned that you went to, did you visit Tennessee? Did you visit any of the large cities up there?
Well, yes.
Did you visit there?
Nashville and Franklin, Memphis, and Knoxville, and Chattanooga, Newport, and all those little cities going out from Nashville on in to Newport.
Is there any city maybe outside the South that you'd like to see that you've never seen?
Well, not particularly. I don't have any desire for any big town or the northern states. I just don't like to be in a big town. I feel smothered, crowded. I like to live in a small place where I know most of the people and I can establish a friendship with a chain of people that we can enjoy each other. Now, Troy is, I'd say, a model town. Mm-hmm. I've worked directly and indirectly for the majority of the older people and a lot of the younger people through the whole city. I guess I've put on more roofs on houses in Troy than any other one man living in Troy today. And some of them that I have covered, several of them that I have put the second roof on, it always called me back if that roof could be replaced.
Nice.
And when it deteriorated to the point that it had to be covered again, they wanted me to do it.
You must be really proud.
Well, it made me feel mighty good because, as I've said about other things, if we can't improve as we go along on whatever we endeavor to do, we're not making any progress. And that is the strongest point in progress, is to try to improve as you go along.
I had you draw a picture of your present house and your past house. Would you describe the house you live in now for me and tell me how it differs from, and then describe the one you lived in, say, when you
were
born?
Well, on the old homes where I was born, we had two fireplaces, one in each bedroom. And of course, we had a wood stove in the kitchen. That was the heat for the house.
And where was the kitchen built there?
The kitchen in the old home was built back away from the main body of the house, at least 16 feet. And the purpose of that